Blog Talk Radio.
MGS, The Michael Gay Show, here on the Michael Gay Network. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day. Like our king would say, good morning. It's a beautiful day. What a happy, happy day. Well, that wasn't our king. That was, that part came from Coming to America. What a happy day. Right. Okay. But anyway, it's a beautiful day here. The time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast. Today is 5/15/2021, right? It's May the 15th, 2021. And I hope you guys are having a great day. It's been an interesting beginning because I posted a video about the show that we're coming on, and you know, we have a special guest, the topics that we're going to talk about, the whole fact that we're going to talk a little bit of politics, which we always do because it's been some crazy stuff happening this week, as you all know. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We have a special guest that's going to join us, and I don't want to say the name wrong, and Cotton Campbell told me how to pronounce the name, but I just don't want to say it wrong. So when she jumps in here, I want to make sure that she gets it right for me. Okay. But interesting individual. I checked out a couple of cuts that we're going to listen to when he comes on, and he's scheduled right around 6:30. But also, we're going to talk about pets. And I know for some folks it's like, what's there to talk about? You know, some pets get fed better than some people. And some people love their pets and they love their own family members. So I thought it would be interesting. because I would see it every day, all day. Oh, some animals are just really spoiled. And, you know, some of you guys, I'm sure you have a dog or a cat. I said pet. I initially was going to just say dogs, but I said, no, wait a minute, not everybody has a dog. Some people have a cat. Some people have iguanas. Some people have birds, you know. Those are their pets, you know. And then recently, if you guys have been watching the news, some guy had a tiger, and they still haven't found that damn tiger. Ain't that something? They still haven't found the tiger, everybody. Where is the tiger? Where is he? All right. Okay, I'm done. Let's get the show started. Let me open up the microphones to the co-hosts. First, you know I have to let the law in the house, all right? Security! Officer Crenshaw, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good, Mike. I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I saw you earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I had to make my run and take my money.
Yeah, I know that's right. Hey, man, I was looking, which I shared a video. I really wanted to do a live stream today. And Officer Mason said, hey, man, you got to have this particular cord. It's called a TRRS. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe Officer Max might have it. I go there. They don't have it. I said, now Walmart has everything. I go there. They don't have it. Only place that had it was Best Buy's. I ain't going all the way to Hiram. All right. I said, no, that ain't happening today. So hopefully next week we'll be able to get the live stream up and running. But that's all I need is that one cord. And it's only like $5. That's the only thing that held me up. So that's what you saw me running around town trying to locate this cord. So wait a minute. Am I saying this number right? Am I looking this right? 404-889? Hold on, everybody. Shh. Hello, welcome to the show. Caller, what's your name?
You act like you don't know my number.
Oh, Bernie, what's up, man? Bernie, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing all right.
I had to
miss. I missed a couple of shows. Yeah, I know. I had a death in my family. My only living uncle.
I know.
My mentor.
Yeah.
My hero. Yeah. Everything to me. He died a couple of Saturdays ago, and I just been out of it for a minute. But he was 97, and man, I'm gonna miss that wisdom.
Wow.
That godly guidance.
97.
He was 97. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
He's been through a lot, and I was learning from him. And that was the male voice on my mother's side of the family. That was love, you know.
Hell, he's seen everything, and you told me, you know, and I'm just joking with you. You told me, and I you know, my condolences to the family. You told me about it, and all prayers to everyone. But he's seen everything from the Odd House to the bidet, right? He's seen everything.
Yes, he did. Yes, sir.
He's seen it all. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yep. So I'm glad to be back, everyone. Hey, Officer Crenshaw, how you doing, bro?
What's up, B man?
I'm hanging in there, bro. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm just taking it.
Well, we got another brother who's hanging in there from the West Coast, who is now an official co-host here on the TMGS, because he's always here with us, and I really love that he chimes in. He's always on point, especially when we get into the politics. Oh, my God. And everything else, of course. But Timing Chip, what's up, Brother Timing?
How you doing, brothers? How are you? Burn, sorry to hear about your family member, man. Yeah,
oh,
97.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You, Simon. And congratulations. I'm glad you're going to be with us every week now. That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. I told Mike I'll check in every now and then with him if I ain't got nothing going on. Yeah. You know. Hey, wait a minute. You said your uncle was 97. He was around when they had slop jaws, too.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
And thank God. Hey.
Let me tell you something. My grandfather, his father. I'm gonna tell you how this. I'll be 66 in a couple of weeks. So this is going back to when I was about 4 or 5. We were down south, me and my brother, and this is how my grandfather did things. He'd wake you up at 3 or 4 in the morning, and we didn't get to use the bathroom in the house. We had to go to the outhouse, out past in the grass where all the little snakes was, everything like that, all that. He would say, "Boy, you gotta piss. Get up." And that's we had to do it. That was it.
Wow.
Going out there. But even if you didn't have to, you had to go out there anyway.
And you know what? And Byron,
that was your exercise.
That was my exercise.
Hey Byron, and be very happy. Byron, be very happy that you went out to the outhouse and didn't nobody ask you to empty their slop jaw.
I'm thankful for that. Of course, I have some good buddies, man. I don't know if I would have been happy about that at all.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
Boy,
I'll go over there and take that slop jaw out there. And you know that's a chore nobody wanted. I have some friends of mine that had to do that. I said, man, I'd take that beating.
Hey, well, look, gentlemen, I have to open up the mic to the mother of the house. You guys know who that is. I open up her mic. But real quick, Janet, before you chime in, I just got to ask Bernie one question. The bathroom, you couldn't use the bathroom in the house. So that must have been, like, crystal clean because nobody could use it, right? Just company?
Well, no, the females, the women.
Oh, okay. So the men had to go to the outhouse, and the women could use the house bathroom. Okay, but, you know, well, crap is crap, you know. So I don't see the difference, but I get it. Crap is crap, you know.
But wait,
it's all going to the same
kids.
Place.
We were kids, though. We weren't even grown. That's what I'm saying. I was like 5. My brother was like 6.
Well, I think what they were looking at, see, at 5 years old, you're just learning how to aim. See, you're just getting your aim right. See, I think that's probably what it was. It was like, that boy don't know how to aim yet. Mm-mm, go on out there. That might have been the case. Janet, how are you doing on this beautiful Saturday? How are you doing? How are you doing?
Good. You took the words out of my mouth. When you're a certain age, you don't know how to aim, you go to the outhouse. And I'm older than all of you guys. So I did the slop jar and everything.
Woo.
Yeah.
Hey, Janet. How you doing?
Hey. Good. How are you? What's going on
I'm
with your family member? Can I say something about your family member?
Yeah, my only living uncle, he passed away a couple of Saturdays ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I'll give my condolences.
But we were talking about he was 97. That's how all that came up, that how much he seen and how much he was teaching me. You know, that's why I say I'm just going to miss that guidance that he was giving me, you know. He was definitely my mentor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a blessing, you know, because my dad died at 91, and he died at 91, and folks say, well, you're going to live probably as long as your dad did, and I'm like, oh, really? I'm just joking. Well, the way the world is, you know, it's like, oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to live to see Donald Trump become president again.
No.
Yeah, we're going to get into that conversation. All right. Let's hope that don't happen. So we're going to have our guests joining us in about 15 minutes is when they're scheduled. But I want to get the conversation started on the topics here. So let me look at the itinerary. And Janet, you might have to help me out here. Because you did send me the stories, but I want to look at the itinerary and see where we want to start at first. Let me scroll down. Bear with me, please, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
This,
wow, this is a long
this.
Itinerary. This is a long itinerary. Did you send me an encyclopedia or what?
Mike.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. I finally got to the start of it. Okay. Okay, Liz Cheney was demoted. Now, I'm pretty sure you guys have been following this whole thing at the time, and I know you guys have something to say about this. This woman is not the only Republican who is standing up against Donald Trump. She's not the only one. There's others. But she was number three, okay, the number three top Republican. Keep in mind her daddy was Dick Cheney, vice president of these United States, which you basically can say he was president of the United States because he actually made Bush do whatever he wanted him to do, right, Bush Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And they kick her down because she's standing up and saying, no, that's not right. And then they have this meeting this week. And did you guys see these I don't want to say assholes, but these assholes. I better be careful because some folks might be listening. I don't want them to hear those words. You hear these individuals saying that there was nothing wrong. This was like a regular tour at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
The insurrection. Yeah.
The insurrection. But one congressman had the nerves to say, if it wasn't for the media, you would look at this as just being a normal tour. And I looked at CNN, how they showed him saying that, and then in the split screen, they showed these people going in here, you know, hang Mike Pence, busting the glass and everything. I guess, you know, I've never been to the Capitol, so I guess I don't want to go now if they're breaking glass on a regular tour and yelling, hang Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm.
You guys seen this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
What is wrong with what is wrong with the Republican Party?
Well, it's not the same Republican Party that you're thinking of as a Ronald Reagan or these guys are like a cult. They're like a tribe. They're not about policy. They're about taking over. They're scared. You know, that's why you see the problems with the changing all the laws for the voting rights. If you say you have the safest voting going on, it's the safest election ever, but yet now you want to change everything. If it's safe, why are you changing it? Everybody used to vote, you know, most Republicans used to vote by ballot. Now ballot is bad because Democrats voted ballot. You know, you say, oh, this is the Republican Party of Lincoln. No. Uh-uh. These are old Dixie Democrats. This is what is who they are. It's because if you're going to kick out the most conservative person that you have, okay, no one's more conservative than Liz Cheney. And you booted her out. You booted her. And she agreed with Trump. This chick you bringing in, you know, she wasn't on Trump. She's a moderate, but she's a yes person. So that the,
yes,
so what they want, they cannot have someone like Liz saying, you know, not promoting the big lie, right? So if she's not going to promote the lie, she got to go. And this is, and mind you, they're rolling the dice, Mike, because if this don't go well, they going down. It'll be the end of the Republican Party.
I think it is anyway. I think it's going to be the end of the Republican Party simply because one man is not a party. It takes, you know, it takes each individual, you know, in the political field at their assigned position to make a party. You know, not one man saying, we're going to do everything I say. And that's how we going to run it. No, they're going down. They're done.
Well, that's interesting that you said that, and I want Officer Crenshaw to chime in. And Dan, if you mind, let me let him, and then I want you to close it out. Crenshaw, what's your thoughts about it, though?
Well, the Republican Party is more than likely on its way to end, but I think they're messing with the wrong female. You know, they're messing with the wrong female. They're messing with Miss Cheney. And if they're not careful, because of her dad, Dick Cheney, he might take them out on a hunt trip and shoot them in the ass by accident.
I knew that was coming. I was waiting for the punchline. Hey, let's go hunting, and let me talk to you for a minute. Here, I'll hold on to those bullets. I knew you were going to do that. Janice, go ahead.
Well, I
take them all on a hunting trip.
I'm sorry,
but you know what? Just quickly, Officer Crenshaw, they're going to have a big bus. They're going to have to put a bunch of them on that bus for him to shoot. But go ahead.
All you need is a small bullet that'll ricochet.
No, go ahead, Jen.
How are you doing,
Jason? I'm just laughing.
So anyway, they are at the end because any time you have a party who is involved with a cult conspiracy like QAnon, who think that Trump is going to round everybody up, take them to Guantanamo Bay, and have tribunals and electrocute and hang people, they are sick. And Cheney, they better be careful because I actually feel she's going to, well, she already said she's doing a tour around the United States. She might be running for president.
She did say that she is going to do everything she can to make sure that Trump never darkens the doors of the White House ever again.
Never.
Right. She did say that. That's true. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that means if she has to throw her hat into the arena to run against him. And, you know, just like Jim just said, and everybody says, hey, this is about the end of the Republican Party. But let's keep in mind now, there's a lot of people, a good percentage of people, who believe Donald Trump is still the president. They call Joe Biden Joe Biden. They call Donald Trump President Trump. And then if you look at is it Arizona where they're still counting the votes? Still counting.
No, they paused the vote.
Huh?
They paused the count.
No, right. They're still counting, but they paused it because school is coming back in, and they had to have that location for whatever they're going to do. I forgot, it's something for registration, or whatever the case is. They paused it. They moved the ballots over to another building. And I can't remember the name, but it's something like Circus something or Crazy something, wherever the building that they moved the ballots to is something that really fits of what's going on, right? I have to look that up because I saw that earlier today.
But the fact that they're willing to get rid of Liz Cheney and not Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're allowing these guys to go on national TV and lie about the insurrection. Okay, that tells you how far they're willing to go, you know. And I mean, because you talk to people to say that they're Republican, but then they don't recognize these Republicans, you know. They don't recognize. And I don't believe in that. I don't believe it. Well, but that's if you say yourself a Republican, what you gonna do? You voted for Trump. You gave him 4 years. Look what he did. And now you got a party that nobody recognizes, and you don't know if you want to still be a part of it.
Right. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has just been recently busted trying to do homestead exemption for two homes because you're only supposed to do it for one, you know. So I bet they don't try to still keep – they're going to keep her in her place and not try to get rid of her because – she's a supporter of Trump. Anybody who likes Trump is in.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, you know, it's a sad situation that it's getting to this point, and you know, there are people that are drinking the Kool-Aid.
That's right.
You know, and I keep thinking of a Jim Jones type thing, and I just saw that the other day, the other night, they did the story on Jim Jones, and I was like, really, this guy had these people believing in what he was doing, and then there was people who was doing it willingly, and then they forced folks to do it, right, to drink the cyanide. And the hundreds
well, they were doing it willingly at first, Michael, but then they knew that day that he had them, the last day he had them drink the Kool-Aid, he was putting them to a test. They knew people
that
were actually falling down dying.
The killer part was the fact, one, that he got them to sell all their stuff and go to the French Guyana.
That's
two,
right. And give everything
to him. If you were married, he would say, give me your wife, and I will bring her to Jesus. And he was sleeping with them dudes' wives.
That's right.
He was sleeping with all their wives and said, how can you just hand your wife over? You don't even know this man.
According
but
to
God
the movie, said, he was also sleeping with some of the men.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I heard that.
I mean, yeah, they bought into it hook, line, and sinker. Man, you got to be, that's what I'm saying, you got to be really gullible. That's just like Scientology
that's, but that's beyond gullible to me. You really have a mental problem when you let somebody get in your head and make you do something that far-fetched. I mean, here's people who sold, as you said, their homes, they sold their cars, they quit their jobs and moved to...
Turned over their bank account.
Their bank accounts. They move out here to middle of nowhere. Oh, we're gonna grow our own food. We're gonna do this. We're gonna start our own country in a sense. And then as I watched the documentary, the story of how they couldn't even survive on what they were able to grow because they couldn't grow enough for as many people that they had.
Right.
Okay, now hold on now. I got to say this. Time is now 6:27. Our guest has popped up on the board, so we're going to bring him on in a moment. Let's see. Cotton Campbell's here on the board. Cotton, you better hit the number one. You know you can't sit there. See, Cotton's doing one of those Flip Wilson things on. She's sitting in the back in the booth in the corner in the dark. You know what I'm saying? That's what she's doing. In the back, in the booth, in the corner, in the dark. Come on now, Cotton.
Waiting for her guest. Waiting for her guest.
Yeah, I know she's waiting for the guest. But I wanted her to say hello to all of the family here. So, two more minutes. But, okay, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I think that... like you guys said, the Republican Party is going to fail. They think that they're going to win the midterms, and Donald Trump is really the dog walker. You know what I mean? He's got all these people on a leash. And look at Gates. He's in a world of trouble now because this guy has already the other guy who knows about this, he's already going to turn coat on Gates, right? We know this.
Mm-hmm.
Gates. A world of trouble. Now look at the ripple effect that is going to happen in the in the Republican Party once they get on him. And then they're trying to say it's the Democrats. No, they were investigating Gates when Trump was president.
Right.
They were looking into him a while ago. Let me go ahead and open the microphone to the sweet one, Cotton. How you doing?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Cotton.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, Cotton.
We're good.
I didn't push one this time because the last time I pressed one, Michael thought I wanted to say something, and I didn't. So I was like, I'm just going to wait.
Well, I had to push your arm. I had to twist
always
your arm.
Always happy to be on TMGS.
I appreciate you. I truly appreciate you. So, I see our guest is here.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you the honors and introduce us to our special guest today. His mic is now open. The floor is yours, Cotton.
So I found him because how I found him was because he did the rendition of Reggie Calloway's newest single. And so he was the winner of that contest. And I said, okay, you know, great music, new artist, up and coming. You know, he's got this great look, great sound. And so I said, let me see if he'll come on our show. And he said yes, and I was very excited. So I want to formally introduce y'all to, his name is Talakai, not Malachi, but Talakai with a T.
Thank you. How y'all doing? My name is Talakai.
All right. Okay. So let me do this. You guys know I want, you know, I don't have the studio audience. So everybody, please put your hands together for our guest, Talakai. Come on now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me.
We appreciate you. Wow. So we had the privilege of having Reggie on the show, and he was telling us about this competition he had going on, and you're the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
wow.
I was one of the winners, yeah.
One of the winners, okay. So there was more than one. So let me ask you this, and nothing personal, but how old are you, if you don't mind sharing?
I am 32 years old.
32.
I'm looking
so
good.
So you're familiar with Midnight Star. You're familiar with
like
all the
42.
Work.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll run with
well, you
it.
Know what? When I look, when, you know what? To be honest, when I look at the flyer that was made up in the photo that said, you do look like you're in your 20s. To be honest, you don't look like you're in your 30s. Okay, so God is good, right? Yeah, God is good.
Mm-hmm.
So
back on crack, right?
There you go. Say it again. Black don't crack.
Yeah, black don't crack.
But you were familiar with Reggie Calloway and Midnight Star, right? The music of the groups that he wrote and produced and performed with. Am I right? Or
yes.
When were
yes.
you?
Yes.
Okay.
When was I familiar? So I previously heard his song before the competition. Like I previously heard, you know, Midas Touch and all the music that he, you know, had his hands on before that, like briefly, just like on the old school stations. But how I got to know this this certain competition was actually his nephew had reached out to me on Instagram and told me about the competition. And I checked out the song. I thought it was dope, and I just wanted to put my little spin on it, and that's how that happened.
Wow.
How long did it take you to write to that?
So it took me just a day, literally took me
okay.
a day. I ended up listening. I went on YouTube. I took a listen. I ended up writing my verse. I went into the studio. I dropped it. I engineered it. And then the very next day I shot a little video and then put it up on Instagram. And then Reggie hit me up. And that's how that went.
That's how poets work, though. I'm a poet myself, so I know we can come up with something in like 10 minutes and it'd be dope all the time.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's I see that you are a poet as well. Do you use a lot of your poetry in your music?
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of the times when I'm going through things, I end up just writing my emotions out melodically and turn them into songs. So I used to write a lot of poetry when I was younger and didn't really know how to write songs, but like as time went on, I was able to finally turn them into songs.
Okay. Nice. I didn't know. Does any of the other guests have questions? I don't want to take over now because I can't.
Oh yeah, I just want to ask how long have you been in the business, and what age did you start, and how did you come about doing that?
Oh, most definitely. So I've been pursuing singing since I was probably like 16, 17, and I would say I made my first mark as far as like getting a little bit of a viral buzz was when I was like 23. I had put out a song and it went viral on YouTube, where a lot of people made their own covers to my song. So that was like before YouTube was like a big thing. But yeah, around that time when I was around 23, and then I just been, you know, always writing and making music since then, and doing open mics and doing shows here, collabing with people, opening up for artists like E40, Guapale, and people like that, just in my local city. But other than that, yeah, I've just been grinding, trying to just do everything independently and keeping my head focused.
All right. Excellent. And you have more material? Where can we find that?
Yeah, so right now I have a current single. That single is called Known Better, and that's basically just – it's a song about, you know, going with your gut feeling on certain situations, whether it be like a relationship, a friendship, situationships, you know. But you can find my music on Spotify, all platforms, Apple Music. It's under Talakai, so T-A-L-A-K-A-I-I is what it's under. It's with two I's at the end. But, yeah, if you follow me on Instagram, I'll be able to put that link on there as well.
Okay. Right.
We're going to get into the music, but let me go ahead and get around the board and see who else might have some questions or comments. With the comments, I'm sure, are going to come when we play the music. We got some great tracks, two great tracks by him. Beautiful Creation and Known Better are coming up. Let me go back to a lady, and then, gentlemen, I'm going to bring you in. Shannon Davis, you have a question or comment?
Well, just a quick one. I noticed in your bio you said that you used to go by the name Young D, the singer.
Yeah.
So when did you decide to switch over and come up with the name? Why did you come up with the name Talakai?
Yeah, most definitely. So it's funny because, all right, so I am Islander and Black. And so when I was born, my dad gave me a name, which was D'Angelo Watson. And then my grandpa was a little iffy on it, so he gave me an Islander name. So my Islander name is Samu Talakai. Anyways, so when I was actually – My upbringing was I got adopted when I was 16, and when I was 16, I got a chance to change my name back to D'Angelo, but I wanted to keep my Islander side as well, so I tucked, you know, my Talakai in. But I started off as Young D the singer in my younger days, and then after, I'd say like when I was 23, I changed it to D Young, and then when I got to like that 30 mark, I was like, okay, I got to drop the Young. I'm not young anymore, so let me go ahead and switch it up. So that's why I just ended up introducing Talakai, because it's a family name, and it's my family last name. And, yeah,
what
I ended up just wanting to keep
Hawaii
that.
Hawaii or Guam or something?
So I'm Hawaiian and Tongan.
Yeah, because I have a grandson, and his name is Kai. You know, but it's because they lived for about 12 years, I guess, in Hawaii and Oahu. And so that's why I wanted to know what island. Thank you.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, so let me go ahead and go to Officer Crenshaw. You have a question?
No, he just answered it when he said he's from the island. I was going to ask him where His feet. His.
Okay. All right. Let me go to Time and Chip.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I totally understand about his name, because my name is Timon, and, you know, the first time somebody, I got announced on stage, they called me Thyroid. So I know that that you can't really get your name right. So, but I think your name is great. And, you know, to know that you write poetry, you know, and most poets and authors and everybody, and it's right up there with songwriting. So I'm not surprised, man. I think that, you know, you continuously out, maybe you'll end up writing for people as well as also singing. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Yeah,
have you thought about that? Have you thought about writing for other people?
Yes. I haven't figured out how to get into that lane of getting my songs in front of the right people to, you know, introduce, because I have a lot of material that I want other people to sing. Actually, the current single that I have, I kind of wanted someone else to sing it, but I decided to just put it out as my own work. But yeah, I have a lot of material that I would much rather have someone else vocalize it. But, you know,
I think you sing it long enough, you're going to make it happen. It's going to happen.
But which singer are you talking about that you kind of wanted somebody else to sing?
So the single that I have right now that I just put out, it's called Known Better. I kind of wanted someone else to sing it when I put it, like before I put it out. But, you know, I thought about it and I was like, you know what, I'm going to just go ahead and release this as a single for myself.
Let us be the judge of that, okay?
Most definitely.
Somebody else could have done it better. So what we're going to do is...
I would have did it. You should have just hit us. We would have got you.
So
here we go.
The single when I wrote it, it was kind of like from a female's perspective in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like
okay.
I would rather have had a female sing it, but I tried to flip it as much as I could to make it as far as like you know, what a male can say as well. So, but yeah,
We can still collab. I'm just in Stockton. I just want you to know.
Okay, most definitely.
There you go. Well, let's take a listen to Known Better. You're here on the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, our special guest, and here's Known Better.
Temporary. All the things I did for you, look back, it's kinda scary. Cause I usually don't let nobody in. And for that reason, told myself that I loved you. Convinced myself that I needed you. But we should've stayed friends, yeah. You used to come and talk to me. Tell me all the things that you've been through. But now you switched up and I don't like that. Text you and you're right back. Usually I move on fast, but lately I've been sidetracked. Been on the wrong path, that's my bad. Now it's time that I face facts. Yeah, I may have been a little sad. Guess it's time that I move on, cause I... Yeah, I should've known my love for you was something that you couldn't match. That's okay, I just wish I wasn't too attached. Damn, I think I always had your back. Tell the streets they for you and they can have you back. I really let you in. Damn near let me go. Almost let you win. See, I know I love hard. Left me broken with scars. But in time I'm healing, I can only get stronger. Yeah, yeah. Until then I'm on my own high. Catch me living out my best life. Because you switched up and I don't like that. You and you're right back. Usually I move on fast, but lately I've been sidetracked. Been on the wrong path, that's my bad. Now it's time that I face facts. Yeah, I may have been a little sad. Guess it's time that I move on, cause I... Yeah, I should've known my love for you was something that you couldn't match. That's okay, I just wish I wasn't too attached. Damn, I think I always had your back. Tell the streets they for you and they can have you back.
That was known
welcome
better.
Welcome back to TMGS. That's known better. I want to go around the board a little bit now. Do you guys think that it would have been done better by a female? Because I think that was cool. There, I mean,
thank you. I like
the flow of it. I like the flow of it in the way you sound. Cotton, of course you go. You're gonna like it because you send it to me, and it sounds good. To be honest, it really does sound good.
Thank you.
I'm gonna be totally
really
honest. I'm gonna be very honest.
Yeah.
I feel
mm-hmm.
like I should have been on there somewhere. just saying. No.
You can make the remix.
I
can do the remix.
Right. No,
right.
I really like it. I love it. I'm over here trying to figure out how I can download it on Spotify. So I can play it in my car when I go out later on tonight.
Hey.
Real
you
nice.
Can do the
I like how you mixed it and remixed it. That was really done really, really well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Janet Davis.
Now, the reason
you're
why I only said that. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
You want him to go and say something?
Oh, no, you're good.
And respond, and then he can follow up. Yeah, he wants to hear, you know, how did you like it?
Well, at first I thought it was not, I thought it was playing wrong. I thought the speed was off. But as I got
right.
into the music, it got better and better and better. So I just feel like it's probably end up being a hit.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me go around to the fellas real quick. I want to get everybody's response, just so that you can bounce off of that, if you don't mind. Let me go to Bernie Jones, who I know he's a music connoisseur. What you think about it, Bernie? You the DJ?
Yeah, you know what? First, when he asked if someone would sing it better, I don't think they would have put what you put into it because it's your song. So always the person who writes the song can know how it's supposed to go. So right now that's good on your behalf. Later on, like when you start writing for other people, you can write to them. But as far as I'm concerned, I thought you did a great job. That's a nice song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Let me hit up Officer Crenshaw. What's your thoughts?
Well, my daughter walked out here while it was playing, and she was like, "Okay, Dad, you trying to get hip? You listen to the good music."
Okay.
I know it's gonna be a hit because the way I raised her and what she dances to, if she like it, it's booming.
That's
it's
right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Real good.
Say hello to the family for us.
That.
All right. Okay, Dad, trying to get hip. Okay, it's okay, hip Dad. Get ready for the next one. It's coming soon. Make sure your daughter's there too to make sure that you stay hip. Okay. Okay, the next one's coming up soon. Time and Ship.
Oh, great job.
Your opinion, sir.
I thought he did a wonderful job on it. Either way, if he wanted to, you know, have someone else sing it, that's great. But he did a great job. It's a great song. Great job.
Thank you.
I like your voice. I really like your voice. I like your voice. I like how you have control, you know. You threw in the rap, and then you know, there's some individuals who just rap, but I like what individuals who can rap and also can sing, you know,
mm-hmm.
also has a good voice.
Thank
you have
you.
A really good voice. That's what I was paying attention to. You know, the beat, the melody I thought was really smooth. You know, that's something that you hear from time, you know, every now and then, but, I liked it. I really liked it a lot. Let's see. I think I got all the co-hosts.
I appreciate that.
I think I got everybody. There's someone here, 323-338. If you have a question or comment, go ahead and hit the number one. I'll open up your mic. And by the way, I have to remind you folks, if you're listening to us on the internet, you can go to the chat room. Go ahead and sign up. It just takes a minute. It don't take long. If you have any questions or comments you want to post here in the chat room is open, and I will read it, and I'll read it on the air. All right? But if not, you can call in at 516-531-9861, 323-338. Just hit the number one and open up their mic. Welcome to the show, and let me open up your mic. Hello, welcome to the TMPS. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Andrea James, a.k.a. Today's Entrepreneur. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
I should know your number by now.
Wow. I love the song. Matter of fact, while I'm listening to it, I'm saying, wow, I would like to hear him on Stevie Wonder's radio station, which is KGLH Radio, the last black-owned
right.
radio station on the West Coast.
That's
mm.
right.
Okay.
I loved it. The
yeah.
fact
Thank
that
you.
He did it himself was like, wow. And it's really in the groove with the music that they're playing here on the West Coast right now. And that young lady, I don't know,
thank you.
That other voice in there, it's right there. So look us up. Kevin Nash, he's on in the evening. Tammy Mack, she has Stevie on her show just Thursday or Friday, which was his 71st birthday. You know, people in the marketing
right.
department. So come on to the West Coast with that joint and anything
definitely.
Else you got cooking.
You know what? That's
yes,
a good question. Where are you located, though? I never did ask you that. Where are you located?
So I'm actually located in the West Coast. I'm in Sacramento, California.
Oh, okay.
Sacramento, State
right
of California.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
yeah.
So I missed that. I'm sorry. I apologize. So you're right up the road.
You're
not that far.
Right.
Well, that's about a 7-hour drive or so.
Yeah,
six
if you're mobbing.
Well, I was trying to make it shorter. You know,
depending on how fast you drive.
Yeah. So
well,
that's kind of like think.
That
okay.
You're on the West Coast. I have a question. How did you? How did Michael Gay find you? Or it's one of your co-hosts. I came in late, so I missed the introduction. How did you find your man, Michael?
I found him through Cotton Campbell, one of my co-hosts. She actually.
All righty, Cotton. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
And
he is
the winner of a competition that happened that Reggie Calloway of Midnight Star had of his single. And he was one of the winners. And Cotton reached out to him, and so now he's here sharing with us. So, wow, that's amazing, man. That's amazing.
Wow,
so
what a story.
Nice.
I'm glad I thank you. Wow. I'm glad I chimed in today. Yes. You always never cease to amaze me. Michael, pull them out. Make you
okay.
stop whatever you're doing on Saturday. Keep it up, Michael.
All right. Thank you. Now I just lost total track there because Andrea does that to me. She does that to me all the time when she calls in. You know, just the way she talks. You know? It just, like, throws me off track. I just got derailed, y'all. So, okay, so let me get back on track. So you've been in this music for a while, and as you shared earlier, that, you know, came to your attention of what Mr. Calloway was doing, and you did your thing, and he liked you and everything. So you did meet him, right?
In person? No, I haven't. I met him over the phone, but not in person.
Okay. You have met him in person,
yeah.
But you talked to him over the phone. Okay, yeah. I think Reggie was in L.A., right, and you're in Sacramento. So, well, Andre, you might need to get him to come down there to KJLH. Yeah, I know where KJLH is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say the wrong thing, but it's next to, yeah, it's next
right.
door to the Angela's funeral home. But I'm sorry, and it's been there a long time. But no, but I'm saying KJLH has been around for many, many years, and Crenshaw, 50. I mean, It's
50 years.
It's crazy that these places
they're
are
now on
there
La Brea. They're now on La Brea.
KJLH is?
Yes, they're on La Brea in Inglewood. Excuse me?
They moved to La Brea. Okay, we'll have to talk about that later. But they used to be on Crenshaw.
161.
I'm sorry. I apologize. But they used to be on Crenshaw. You know that. And they used to be right there at next door to the institution. As distinctive. You remember the institution as distinctive as its name. Okay. So anyway. All right, you guys. I'm sorry. This is just getting out of hand here. So let me back up here.
You're all good.
See, I'm originally from California. I'm originally from Los Angeles. So I know the area,
nice.
But I haven't been there in a little bit, and so I don't know that these things have moved over the years. What is it that you really want to do with your music as far as what are you trying to do as far as the message in your music? We've had guests on that are we've had an individual who's you know, has positive rap, right? We've had some that come on and then they kind of like, borderline. What is it that you're trying to share in your music? And what kind of demographic or what kind of crowd are you trying to listen to your message? And what are you really trying to put out there? If you can wrap that all up.
Most definitely. Yeah, so I would say that with my music, it's pretty universal because I touch on whether it be love, or going through things in relationships and even overcoming obstacles in life as far as like, you know, I've overcome depression and things that are, you know, in the mental health area. So my message and what I want to get across with my music is just being able to overcome your own obstacles and move forward in life. I have another single that's going to be coming out in July and it's going to be, like a very uplifting spiritual type of song. So you'll hear a little bit of, you know, my overcoming my obstacles within that. But that's pretty much my message throughout music is being able to overcome your obstacles and being yourself and doing what you love for the right reason.
Amen, brother. Amen. I like that. I really like that.
Yes,
I'm not going to be talking about, hey, I got to go and get my 50s and I got to get my honey and I got to get my money. Amen, my brother. You're doing positive.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Great.
Thank
and that's what needs to be out. That's really what needs to be out. So I truly salute you for the fact that you're putting out positive messages. I truly do. And that's what's really needed.
Thank
more.
You.
Let's go ahead and listen to the next track. How about Beautiful Creation? Ready for it? Give us a little bit of information about this song.
All right, so Beautiful Creation is a song that I made, I want to say about, like, I'll say like 10 years ago. And I had put it out, like I was saying earlier, I put it out on YouTube and it ended up circulating and creating its own buzz. And there was hundreds of people doing covers to it, and you could still search it on YouTube and you'll find the covers to it. That's when I went by Young D the Singer. So so I let that out for a while, and then I actually brought it back out last year in the beginning of the 2020, and I put it out, and it's actually starting to pick up and do some numbers on my Spotify. So that's actually one of my biggest hits right now is Beautiful Creation.
Okay, here we go.
I remember when I saw you, shawty. You really had me going. You had me wanting you and loving you at first sight. Tripping cause you distract me. Truly you make me happy. Wonder if what we have is what you call special. I'm here to hold you down, help me now, say it proud. I love you, love you, I love you, love you. When I'm riding on the phone, I'll call you on the phone. I love you, love you, I love you, love you.
But I swear you the baddest. You far from the average. I'm stuck like a habit. And you down for me? Ride around in the city trying to find a beach. Cause we stay kicking it. And when I leave, I'm missing it. Beautiful in every way. Your love is so significant. Just like a model, a sign of perfection. Won over my heart. Ain't no need for elation. Perfect selection. I love our progression. Keep my head up every time that I'm stressing. Yeah. Cause baby, you know me. Flow dope like a vein on some PC. You make a brother fall back like a GED. I make you so hip hop with this R&B.
Okay.
Yep.
You got me, bro. You got me right there. That right there. I'm being honest with you because I'm always the type of person. I've been blessed to know a lot of different artists over the years and listen to voices. I heard Howard Hewitt before most of the world did, to be honest. But I'm listening to your vibrato in that song. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the harmony, the vibrato in it, and I'm listening over a phone. Where can I buy it? I got to get that.
Right.
That is well
that
put together.
Right there.
Well
Thank
put together.
You.
I understand why people copied it. I understand. That
Thank
is
you.
A nice track, man. That is nice. That should be on the radio right now.
Thank you.
I like
yes,
that.
It's
yeah,
actually available on
yeah.
iTunes and in all platforms.
And Spotify, right? Because I'm looking it up right now.
Yep.
Nice and,
no, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. And it's going to go on the floor.
Nice
and
you, can,
you know what I did, Lonnie?
That's you
go
can
ahead.
Step to that. That's a nice song. A nice song to step to. It's got the beat. I mean, everything. That's, you know, as a DJ, I play that all day long. Because that's
easy
dance
nice,
song.
Man. That is really nice. Let me go around the board. Okay, so Bernie B. Man just said that's a step song. Let me go around the board. Time and Chip, what you think about that one?
Oh, that was great too. It was real smooth. Real smooth. Yeah, man, that was nice.
I like that.
Thank
Off
you.
Off the Crenshaw? Was your daughter
great.
Listening to that one?
No.
Or you didn't need her review, right? You can go out on your own on this one.
But I was listening to it, and I actually got into it. So, you know, for me to get into it, it says something. I got into it and started moving. So,
hey.
Yeah. I like it.
I appreciate that. And I like the title, Beautiful Creation. Now, when you wrote that, in fact, I'm sorry, I want to keep going around the board. I got time, and I got Officer Crenshaw. I got Janet, your input on it.
My input is I felt like this had a little island beat to it also. You know, it was wonderful. I'm going
island
to
groove?
Say.
Thank you. Okay. That's good. Did I miss anybody? I want to make sure I let everybody go ahead and chime in. 323-338.
I'm
sorry.
That was thank you. I like that one.
Well, let me go to Cotton first, and then I'm going to let you chime in, Andrea. Go ahead, and then Andrea is going to follow up on it.
I know eventually Michael going to be like, you know what, Cotton, you don't need to even show up to this show no more.
No, come on.
I'll be saying some of the craziest stuff, but what I say comes from the heart. I'm telling you, I know that song, Talakai, was written about me, even though we wasn't like acquainted like that. It's cool. I know this.
Yeah, don't come on the show anymore. I'm just joking. But honestly, I'm glad that you sent me these stuff.
I had scanned through some of his stuff before. Good. Oh my God. Good. Okay, why you didn't send us that?
My bad.
Huh?
That was my Valentine's single. That was my Valentine's single.
Man, he got a song called Good. You got to look it up. Oh my God, the song is amazing. It's one
Thank
of those
you.
Sit back and close your eyes and sip wine. If you sip wine, it's just chill type of situations. Or you know, if you got a boo or something, you know, it's nice. It's really nice. You do have a nice voice. I don't know if you know who Kaleo is, but Kaleo, you giving me Kaleo vibes. Kaleo works with St. James, Michael. He works with St. James.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, St. James is going to be joining us again. He's scheduled to join us again next month, or later in the month, or next month. Next month, I think it is.
Next month.
He's going to return
back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next month. But I'm hooked on that track right there. That right there got. Like I said, your vibrato in it, and I'm listening to it over a telephone. I can imagine how it's going to sound when I put it through the system, you know? That is really
most definitely.
Let me go to Andrea James. I'm pretty sure she has something to say. Andrea, what do you think about it?
I'm in love. I'm getting in my car in about an hour, and I'm driving up to Sacramento. I'm in love.
Exactly.
Wow. These two songs are like this. I want to hear that go-go. I got my stuff already chilled. I want to hear this next one. I'm going to sit back here on my back porch at sunset.
Come on with it.
You know what? I have to say this. I've normally never, in fact, I've never done this before on the show. I really never have done this on the show. But I'm going to play this song again.
Thank you.
I'm going to say it one more time. I've never done this on the show. Because I'm seeing folks popping up on the board, and I'm like, hey, they got to hear what they miss, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's catch them up on it.
All right.
Here's Beautiful Creation. I love the title. I love the groove.
I love it, too.
One more time. Here we go.
I'm here to hold you down, help me now, say it proud. I love you, I love you. When I'm riding on the phone, I'll call you on the phone. I love you. Yeah, oh, I do adore you, but no one before you. track status. Perfectly classic, it feels like it's magic. Don't mean to brag, but I swear you the baddest. Far from the average, I'm stuck like a hatchet. And you down for me? Ride around in the city trying to find a bitch. Cause we stay kicking it. When I leave, I'm missing it. Beautiful in every way, your love is so significant. Just like a model, a sign of perfection. Won over my heart, ain't no need for elation. Perfect selection, I love our progression. Keep my head up every time that I'm stressing. Yeah, cause baby, you know me. Flow dope like a vein on some PCP. You make a brother fall back like a GED. I make you so hip-hop with the song and beat.
At the end of the concert, you go, thank you, everybody. Good night. Good night. Beautiful creation. Good night. Love you guys. Good night. Love you. Good night.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Man, I got to tell you, that's a hit. That's a hit. And like I said,
yeah,
I'm hearing it on the
you.
Phone. I can't wait to hear it in my headphones. Beautiful, beautiful vibrato. Love the rap, you know, that pops in there, you know, that gives it a little kick to it. And then all of a sudden you go back into that harmony. Man, nice, man. That's nice work.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really nice work. Mm-hmm. I see a 205 number. Hit the number one if you want to comment on the track that you just heard with our guest. Great song. So, wow. I wish we had the other one that everybody's talking about that Cotton had mentioned.
That good.
So let me ask you a question, then I want to go around the board and let everybody else ask questions also. I try to keep the mic open to everyone, but what is your thoughts about the music industry right now?
The music industry right now, I feel like there is a lot of talent right now, and that there's just there's a lot of music that's coming out every single Friday, and it's really exciting to hear different types of music. It's kind of saturated at the moment, but I mean it's in a good way, because I always love hearing new music, and I always love hearing different artists and, you know, seeing what they got to say and the message that they're spreading. So as far as the music industry right now, I feel like there's a lot of room for new artists to come in, especially right now, you know, as the pandemic is clearing out, you know, things are, you know, entertainment is going to be coming back soon. I'm excited to see, and I'm excited to be able to perform. So
okay.
You know what I like about what you're doing and the music that you're bringing, putting out, is that it's giving me, it's making me feel like we're getting some R&B back for real.
Okay, I'm hearing
some
traffic noise. So if you're speaking, it's okay to speak. If you're driving, it's okay to speak. We can hear you. But when you're done, please get yourself on mute so it doesn't bleed over into the next conversation or the answers from our guests. Okay, I truly would appreciate it because you know it's about the quality of the show. Let me go back and. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look at something here on the board. I apologize, you guys. I'm getting text messages at the same time. Now, I didn't have a chance to ask you this question. Who were your influences, though, growing up and doing music? Who did you really look at? Because just recently, in fact, I think it was last night, but CNN did this thing on Marvin Gaye, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was very well done. As far as, you know, the What's Going On album, which it is at its, 50-year anniversary. And that album speaks volumes. 50
yeah.
years ago, that album was recorded, and you could put it on right now and listen to every word, and it will tell you what's happening right now. Right?
Yeah.
Think about you guys. So... who were your influences growing up? Because, of course, you had to have
some. Oh,
yeah.
Most definitely. Marvin Gaye was definitely one of them, too. Sam Cooke, Music Soul Child. The first person that I really listened to and was like, I feel like I want to sing. Like, this is what I want to do, would be Usher. That was what was happening around when I was younger. But yeah, as far as influences, I would just say like people in the R&B realm, you know, even some India Ari, some you know, Anthony Hamilton, all those greats, Tyrese, Joe, you know, those were all the people that I listened to growing up. And yeah, those are the people that got me through the hard times. And I want that same type of legacy. I want to be able to have classic music that you can play 10 years from now and still feel relevant.
Come on, brother, you're on the right path, to be honest. You're definitely on the right path. I'm looking forward to hearing more of your material. I really am, and I'm
Thank
glad
you.
To hear. It's to be honest, I mean, and I don't say this to every guest. I really don't. Sometimes we've had some guests, and I kind of like don't really say much. You guys know there's been times we've had guests, and I don't really say much, but – if I really like it, I'm gonna let you know. And I really do like
I appreciate
it. I like your music. I look forward to hearing more.
Thank you.
I definitely want to. Well, I already have your music here on the board, so I'm gonna be playing it, right? So there you got it. Any other questions
that.
Or comments?
Yeah, I most definitely got some more.
Okay. Any other questions or comments for our guests?
You know what? I just wanted to say to him that it's nice, and I listen to young artists. He said he's getting old, but he's only in his early 30s, so he's not old at all. But what I like about
Thank you.
What I like about the young man is, he has an old soul. He already opened up with us and said he's been through a lot already. So he's putting a lot of himself into his music. And I find that people around that 30 age, that right now, the new artists especially, they're creating their own, you know, all of them are creating their own legacy. So I really appreciate that. And they're putting their, you know, their spin, their story into it, which, you know, is something that, you know, us who are a little bit more seasoned can look forward to hearing something. And like, I think that was Cotton that said, bringing R&B back. You know, that should never go anywhere, you know. So I just want to give you kudos on what you're doing, man. You continue to do what you're doing, and you're going to go far in this industry.
I truly appreciate that. Thank you.
And that's a good thing that he said about going far in the industry now. So you're an independent artist, okay? You're not with a record label, right, at this point. So you're doing everything yourself?
I'm doing independent, everything myself as far as, like, recording, you know, artist development. I'm doing everything I can and learning, you know, as much as I can to be able to do everything hands-on by myself at the moment. Because I feel like the way that the music industry this day and age, you really don't need labels as far as, you know, it'll be good. But as far as, like, being able to do everything yourself, it's something that I lean more towards. Of course, I want to be able to build a team and be able to have a team behind me. But as far as having a label, that's nothing that I'm interested in.
You know, I like that you said that because I'm friends with a person who's been in the industry for many, 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 many years. In fact, she was with Solar Records, and you guys know Dina. She's my sister. But she said, well, artists should deal with a label because you get that international exposure. What do you think about that, being saying getting the international exposure, not just here in the United States? What do you think about the fact that someone says that they feel like you should be of a big label to get international? What would you do, or what is your answer to that as far as being international?
As far as being international goes, I feel like the way that the internet is set up nowadays and, you know, being able to go on live, like, and being able to reach different people all over the world, I feel like where she does have a point, it would make it faster, you know what I'm saying, to be able to reach the international, you know, level. But as far as doing it on your own, I feel like that'll come with time, and I feel like the journey is worth everything. That's pretty much, you know, what makes being an independent artist worth it is the whole journey of everything. So I feel like, yeah, I mean, it'll be cool to have that backing and be able to, you know, be exposed as much as possible. But in time, I feel like if it's something that you really, really love and it's something that you want to be consistent with, that'll come in time.
But, you know, what gets me is that this song, I mean, and don't get me wrong, Known Better I like. But you said you did Beautiful Creation how many years ago?
I did that about like 10 years ago.
10 years ago. 10 years ago. That's a decade. And now all of a sudden
so
everybody is.
That wasn't the original one. So the original one was a little bit more upbeat. And it was leaning more towards pop.
It don't matter.
But
it don't matter.
So I actually revamped it and I put a little West Coast spin to it, and that's why I slowed it down a little bit. And I just wanted to see what else I could do with it.
Nice.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Creative. You know, and I think about artists who do. You know, some artists you just don't. You know, like some folks say, well, you don't sing a Luther Vandross song. Only Luther can do that. Well, Luther is known for singing everybody else's song. He just put his own salt and pepper on it, right?
Right.
But, you know, but here you took this song, like you said, 10 years ago. You took it back in the studio. You changed it up. You got people who are doing a cover of it 10 years ago. Evelyn Champagne King, her song Shame, was recorded years before it was released. Y'all know that, right?
No.
Shame was do the homework. Shame was sitting on a shelf. I think she was on Capitol Records at the time. Shame was sitting on a shelf, and when disco hit, they put it off the shelf. And boom. There's where her career went. Here, you got this song that you wrote 10 years ago, people doing covers of it. It's a good song, man, and I'm pretty sure you got more to come. God bless you, man. You're doing good. You're going down the right path. Okay, so is now 7:25 p.m. We definitely have another topic we want to get to, and I don't really want to let you go. You're welcome to hang in here and listen to our next topic because we're going to talk about pets and pet owners. And we got some here on the show. But
almost definitely. I'm a pet owner myself.
Thank you,
so.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
you.
How can we find your information, Talakai? How can we find you before
right,
we go?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So if you go to Instagram, I am under Talakai Official, so T-A-L-A-K-A-I Official. And I have a link in the bio, and that's pretty much going to give you where you can find all my music, my YouTube. Right now I'm working on getting my music videos together and some merch. So as long as you stay tuned as far as being on Instagram and, you know, checking for me, you'll be able to see what I have coming up next.
I got to ask one more question, though, before we let you go, though. But, okay, you're recording good music and everything. Have you done any shows prior to the pandemic? Were you performing maybe, you know, locally of where you live? Have you ever taken your show to the stage, or are you just, you know, right now just recording your music and making it available? And if not, if you haven't performed on stage live, when do you look at possibly doing that? And where would you want to be performing live?
Yeah, most definitely. So prior to pandemic, I did have shows as far as I was collaborating with a lot of people, and I would be on the set list with them. So with that, I was able to perform with people like E-40 and Guapale and other names at Ace of Spades, Boardwalk in Sacramento.
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades in Sacramento, yeah. And then just doing a lot of open mic nights. And me just right now, the way that the pandemic is clearing out, I'm trying to reach out to as many venues as possible and brainstorm, you know, local available shows for the summer. But, yeah, that's definitely something that I look forward to doing is getting back into doing shows. So I've been just practicing in the studio and looking in the mirror, you know, doing the whole practice routine and all that. So I'm looking forward to getting into shows.
My brother, you said Guapale and you said Ace of Spades. Man, those are heavy hitters. I'm familiar with both.
Yeah, I opened up for E-40. This was in 2018.
That's another heavy hitter. Another heavy hitter.
Yeah.
That's another. Right. I'm saying. So he's not. Look. He ain't. Look. This brother ain't no
exactly.
joke.
Yeah.
He ain't no joke. Okay. You opening for these individuals, man. You ain't nobody who just like American Idol. Okay. You're not an American Idol type artist. Wow, man. That's great. Seriously. I'm familiar with every group that you mentioned. Yeah. And they have to have a lot of love for your music. They must have
a lot
of love for what you're doing. Wow.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I had to chime in on that. When you said those three names, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. This so.
Yeah, most definitely. But when I say that, I say it as far as, like, I was collaborating with other people that were on the set list, and I was able to perform with them while opening up. So I'm still getting my foot in the door for myself as far as being, you know, the solo head front runner. But in the past, I had a lot of opportunities to be able to collaborate with big names, and that's how I was able to get into that lane with doing shows. But right now, I just want to be able to focus on my own and be able to get in the shows for the summer. So that's what it is.
Okay.
Well, man, we look forward to seeing you performing live, and please let us know. In fact, Cotton, you know, you got to let us know. Keep in touch with Cotton Campbell. Let us know when we can see you performing live, where you're going to be here at the TMGS, you know. I'm based in Atlanta, Georgia. Most of the co-hosts are. Some are based in other areas like California and Alabama, and, you know, you just name it. We're all over the map. But let us know what your itinerary is. When something's coming up, we will be more than happy to share that information here on the show, okay? Make sure of that, right? And anything that's coming out,
I appreciate
new,
that, yeah.
Then happy
you.
To play it and let folks hear.
I'm
you
locked
know,
in.
What's coming, you know, and already I got these two tracks, so I promise you it's going to be played here. All right. promise you that.
Hey.
And on other shows, I'm going to get
Wait.
Other,
so
I know some other folks.
When are you going to drop a whole CD, Talakai?
Oh, yeah, most of that. So I have an EP coming out in August. The date
okay.
is to be determined still, but I have one coming out in August. So, yeah.
I'm be looking
And I have
for
another,
Definitely looking
another
for
single coming out in July. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking for it. I'll be looking for it. I'm following you, so.
Hey, yo, most definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to be following you. Love your music, man, and thank you again. We appreciate you for coming on. I didn't expect what I've heard, but I've really enjoyed it. And trust me, when I get off the line, I'm going to be looking for this music ASAP, okay? I promise
thank
you that.
Thank you for having
you
me, most definitely.
All right.
Hey,
thank
you guys,
you
for
put
coming
your phone
appreciate
down
the opportunity.
And turn up the volume and put your hands together for our guest and wish them the best. Come on, y'all, let's put it together.
All right. Hey.
Yes.
Thank you. I just took a bow. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, you guys, it's 32 p.m., and we are going to get into our next topic, and I guess he's going to hang in here with us, hopefully, and we're going to talk about pets. Now, initially, I said dog, and Lord, why did I say that? I changed it up. I said, okay, let's talk about pets. Because not everybody have dogs. Some people have cats. Some people have parrots. Some people have iguanas. Some people have some of the craziest pets in their house. And just recently, I think you guys might have seen where this guy had a tiger. A tiger.
That's right.
You seen that video? And they still can't find the damn tiger. They got the guy who was out on bail for allegedly murdering somebody, and he put the tiger in an SUV, drove off, the cops got him, and then when they looked in the SUV, the tiger was gone. I don't think I want a tiger for a damn pet. I remember some of the stories I saw. This guy had a tiger in an apartment, and I guess he didn't have enough money to feed him on a regular basis, so the tiger kind of said, you know what, you look a little tasty. I've seen stories where people have had these lizards, and this guy was feeding them chickens. And something happened, and next thing you know, they didn't see him for a while, and when they went to his apartment, you know, them lizards were like, hell, he didn't go to the store. He didn't get no chicken. They damn near ate him up. But those are crazy people getting, you know, wild animals. So the conversation I want to have is the pets that you have, the bond that you have with your pets, your dog, your cat. What kind of bond do you have with your pets? Are they like family to you? Some people, you know, chain their dog to the backyard and be like, well, that's Bruno, and he just guards the backyard, make sure nobody hops the fence. But then you got folks who have dogs that are house dogs. And I know Janet has some dogs that once the doorbell rings, they go like, at least she knows somebody's at the door. So, Janet, I want you to go ahead and open the conversation.
Well, speaking of my dogs, I think of them as family members. When I eat steak, they eat steak. If I eat lobster,
hello,
they eat lobster. They eat whatever I eat.
I'm coming.
I don't give a man. I'll just say, go sit down, and they go sit down. I said, go in the room. They go in the room. They listen to whatever I tell them to do. I have a dog, whenever I'm not feeling well, He will keep me alert by tapping me, making sure I don't fall asleep if my sugar is too high or too low or my blood pressure is not right. He can sense it, and he keeps me alert. You know, so
okay.
I appreciate animals, and animals can be as pets, but they also can be as family members, you know. And I'm a pet lover. I love cats, dogs, birds. I love them all. Monkeys.
You have two dogs. You have two dogs, and you don't mind sharing
yes.
what kind of dog, what breed are they, and what size?
I have a Yorkie. He's a mix of Chihuahua and Yorkie, and then I have a Maltese Poodle. She's a Maltese Poodle mix. I used to have just a Maltese, but I've had all kinds of dogs in the past. But right now, I currently have just a Yorkie and a Maltese Poodle.
Okay. Let me move on to Officer Crenshaw. I don't recall you ever saying that you have a dog, but do you have a dog, cat, or any kind of pet at your home?
Three dogs. I got a husky mixed with lab and a Dachshund mixed with poodle and a poodle mixed with something else or another. But, I mean, I love pets. I love all
mm-hmm.
animals. I've only owned dogs. And when I got divorced, I had a miniature greyhound.
Mm-hmm.
And that greyhound, when we were living in the apartment, she would come and lay on the sofa with me like we were spooning when I would go to sleep in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you this question?
Yes.
Do you go to Red Lobster and get your dogs? Do you go to Red Lobster and get your dog lobster?
Wait. I don't go to Red Lobster. I cook lobster. I don't go
I'm not
lobster.
Saying that you... Okay. So do you go to the seafood market and get lobster for yourself and the family and be like, oh, I got to make sure I get enough for the dogs? And, you know, I'm just messing with you.
Well, if I, like I said, I eat steak, I eat chicken, they eat whatever I eat.
Okay,
well,
let me go around the board. But go ahead, Officer Crenshaw.
No, I was just saying that's good because me and my greyhound, you know, after I finished working out, we would sit there and watch TV together and eat Oreos together. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it trained her perfectly just eating whatever she saw me eat. If I gave her some, she was so obedient. She was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And don't let me pull out ice cream. Lord, I can't eat it because I have to give it to them.
Yep.
Okay. I need to think about being in the life of a dog. Okay, so let me go to the Timon. Timon, do you have a pet? And if not, have you ever had one? And have you ever treated your pet as it was like a family?
You know, Mike, I love hearing these dog stories where people treat their dogs like humans, you know, and Bill and Bob and Jane and Pete and all. That's how they talk in L.A. Yeah, Mike, I had a dog. I got my dog over at the pound. Paid $60 for my dog. I named her Sasha. Yeah, she's a Labrador and Pit Bull mix. Paid $60, mm-hmm. Sasha. Sasha did $7,000 with the damage to my home. Chewing on sprinkler systems, eating gravel, digging ditches so deep I had Chinese people in my backyard. I even went and got the dog whisper and told her to come by. Dog whisper said, oh, you neglected Sasha. Sasha said you ain't spent enough time with her. I said, what are you talking about? I got that dog. That dog got a... Got their own igloo dog house. I put chicken in the dog house. She's chewing on my sprinkler system, digging up all my flowers. And all of
Wait a minute, you said $7,000 worth of damage? You paid $60
yeah.
and the dog did $7,000 worth of damage.
Yeah. Chewing on everything. Tore up everything. I sat and watched. I was looking out the window one day and just watching. And just tearing up my house. I said, I got you. And I said, you know what?
see, because Mike, the best dog we had was an alley dog. Now, the alley dog, the dog been hit by about 5 or 6 cars, skin hanging off his body, flies flying around his head. You can feed him anything, pork and beans, tuna, hell, you give him an onion, he don't care. And he will guard your house. If a burglar break in, he'll bite him, get about half a block and start foaming at the door. I had a friend of mine tell me, man, my pit bull will kill your alley dog. I said, yeah, my alley dog will take you. I ain't got nothing to lose. You bite me, you going to die. I'm damn near dead anyway. It wasn't matter. And we kept him outside because my mother would put them leftovers and pour it over that dog food. And they'd be talking about, thank you, Rose. Thank you. Thank you, Rose. The dog loved my mama.
Now, I do remember that. I remember. Yeah, I do remember that. We used to give our dogs that. Yeah, I remember that. We used to give our dog gravy train, and it was that dry food, but you added a little bit of water and everything and mix it up, and then they'd be like, come on now. You don't eat a hamburger every damn day, do you? Don't give me the same shit.
So
we would give
them.
Yeah.
And
we started adding like the bacon grease to it or something, you know, to give it a little bit of a different taste. And they like that.
We had any leftovers that had been sitting in the house, moms would heat them leftovers up and pour them leftovers over that dog food. And hey, them dogs love my mother. They couldn't come in the house though, because you know I had a lot of dogs since I was a kid. King and Bee, and everybody had a dog named Lady. We had a beautiful German Shepherd named Lady.
Right,
yeah,
the female was always
Sasha
Lady.
My house up. Yeah. Yeah,
let me go let me jump over to, because I'm visualizing this stuff, okay, you guys, and then we're going to get into some serious conversation, but I just want to hear the stories. Let me go over here to Bernie B. Man Jones. You got a dog, and if not, when you had one, did you feed your dog a certain weight, or did you have a special bond is really what I'm looking at. Did you have a special bond with your dog or any pet, cat, dog, or whatever?
Well, actually, I have a cat. I have a Siberian Blue that I've had since she was a kitten. She's 8 years old now, so I had her for 8 years. And, yes, we have a bond. She's spoiled rotten. Her name is Nala. We named her after the princess in the what's the movie? The Disney movie.
What's her name again?
Nala.
Nala?
Mm-hmm. What was the name?
I don't recall the movie.
It's the movie with Mufasa was her father-in-law.
Oh, The Lion King. The Lion King.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. The son, he was, well, you know, all that. But anyway,
right.
She's a good cat. She's a house cat. She don't go out nowhere. She's a great cat. And I got her for nothing. And I look at the cost of how much they cost now. They $2,500 right now for a Siberian Blue cat. She has
She's a big cat, right?
Yeah, she would give them Shorties and them mutts a run for their money. So big old paws, and I'm gonna tell you something. She's a diva too. She is strictly a diva because she only eats blue food, blue buffalo food. That's it. You put something else in her dish. She look at you like, what is this? What is this? I'm not eating this, you know. So we have to give her blue buffalo food, and she loves the salmon treats. And yeah, she's a good cat. But I'm a cat person. So I was I had a dog named Count. But he bit everybody in the neighborhood. So my father said, I said, where you taking my dog? My father said, yeah, we taking him to a sheep farm. He's going to protect sheep. Later on, I found out all that meant was they finna go put him down. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I wanted to just say one thing, Michael.
Sure, go ahead.
The other 2 days in a row, I only gave my dogs regular dog food, and I usually buy the one that just have like meat and vegetable, don't have any fillers. They looked at me like I was crazy. So my dog for 2 days bugged the heck out of me. I ended up cooking neck bones and basmati rice and chicken and rice for them because he was acting like I was trying to starve him. They would not touch that food.
So you have to hold on. Now, you cooked dinner for the dogs, or did you cook dinner for you and the dogs?
No, well, I ate some of it, too, but I put some aside for them.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just want to make sure. Because be like, damn, like I said, I just come to your house. Shit. And I'll sit there in the back door and scratch on the neck bones and chicken and rice and everything. Hell, I'm eating. But in all honesty, you guys, I see people, I see folks that bring their dogs into stores, and Officer Crenshaw, you experience this. People bring their dogs into public. Some do have dogs that are special dogs, and they have the harness on them and say, do not pet, and this, that, and the other, right? So you know that. But people have their dogs in their little doggy purse and this, that, and the other. I've seen folks go into stores, and the dog pick a crap out. And then the customer just walk out, and then the employee got to clean it up. Let me ask you a question. There are some stores that say no dogs allowed, no pets allowed, unless they are a pet that is for, you know, special needs, I guess, right? Who would be liable if that dog bit, which I'm sure I don't see folks bring their cats in. I see most folks bring their dogs in to the store. I've seen some crazy stuff. I've seen folks one guy had a monkey on his shoulder. One guy had a snake. Who would be liable, the store or the customer that brought it in, or both, if something were to happen? What do you think?
The individual that it happened to. Because if it's no pets allowed, but that's an emotional release pet, then automatic the blame gets shifted on the other person.
No, I'm saying that you got some stores that do allow, like Officer Crenshaw, you know, those of ours, they say pet friendly. So you can bring your pet in, right? Some stores, no pets allowed unless they are, you know, pets for special needs people, like they call them CNI dog or person, or let's say a dog that, you know, doesn't have to have that sense of their owner's, you know, health and this and the other, right? But in the event, in hypothetical, who would be liable if that dog bit somebody? Would it be the owner of the dog or the store for allowing the dog to be in the store? Just thinking it.
It could be both, but the money is in the store. So they're going to sue the store because the incident happened in the store.
Right. Right. They're going to go after the store. Exactly. Because the store can pay out more than that individual who owns that dog. So
right.
With that being said, and I'm glad that you guys, we're running out of time. We got 10 minutes left. All of you, of course, have children and things. And there are people who actually treat their pets more like family than their own family. What is it about your pet? And I know this might be coming off of off the deep end for me to say this, but what is it about your pet that you love more so than your own child?
Most pets give you that unconditional love, and on top of that, they don't talk back to you. And some people have abused animals, their pets. And they still love their owners to death. Mm-hmm. And I can't stand it when I see a dog tied up or one of those commercials on TV. It really bothers me. So I have to turn away from it.
So, Janet, saying that, are you one of those people that drive with your dog in your lap?
I don't know if she heard you.
Oh, I'm saying that the
my Maltese used to ride in my arm all the time. She never sat on the seat. I even bought a car seat for her, but she still would ride in my arm while I was driving. Yeah.
Does she still do it?
No, she's gone. But my Chorky, he rides right next to me. And he, you know, sometimes he'll get his feet, his paws on my leg to look out the window. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to go with Bernie real quick here because he was telling me about that they have a cat. I had a cat here. It wasn't by choice.
You had an alley cat.
It wasn't by choice. I do remember. What the hell just sparked? Something just sparked here in front of me. I don't know what it was, but thank God that everything is still on. But something just sparked. But anyway, one winter, I'm here in the kitchen. I'm hearing this meow, meow, meow outside my front door. And here's this kitten on the front porch. And I'm like, how the hell did this kitten get up here? And so, you know, you guys, I have my adopted daughter living here and another person was renting a room. And, you know, well, you can't just let it stay out there. I'm like, yeah, but it ain't going to live in here. Because to me, cats, and Bernie, I want to direct this towards you too. Cats can live on anything they want to. Now, does your cat have room of the house to that point? Because a lot of folks are very picky about cats, and, you know, about them being, you know what I'm saying, in the kitchen area and everything, and, you know, it's the hair and the shedding and everything. I said, no, it can't be inside the house. That's what I said. I said, we'll keep it and everything. I think one of them, either my adopted daughter or the guy that was renting the room, they brought that kitten here. It was a setup. Too cold for this kitten to all of a sudden wander onto this porch, right? You know what I'm saying? Right on the damn porch. All right, one of y'all dropped this motherfucker off. Okay. So I'm like, okay. And then they were like, okay, well, we'll take it to the rescue place and everything. Took it over there for 2 days, went back and got it. I said, no, I want it. No. So I'm stuck with it. I'm like, okay. But it's got to live in the garage. I can't have it in the house. That's just me, okay, in all honesty. If I had a backyard, well, a cat can hop over or leap over a fence. A dog can't as easy as a cat. Follow me? But
okay.
This cat, I come home, and this cat will run up on me, be like, you know, and I know it's hungry. I'm like, okay, calm down. I'm going to feed you. I'm like, why am I feeding the cat? It ain't my cat.
I just got through feeding a stray cat, you know, feral cat. I put food and water out every day for cats.
Well, you're going to have
really
a cat
do.
Before you do it, trust me. He's moving. He knows. He'd be like, he's going to tell his owner, hey, it's been fun, but lady down the street here, man, she got some kennel ration over here. In fact, she got water, too. Clean water.
Let me address the shedding first, Mike. You're right. Cats are notorious for shedding. But we have ours moved twice a year. So
that
pretty much takes care of that. But I'm telling you, she is such a diva. She picks her own places to go. Like in her crate, she has a bed. You know, it's always in my office. She loves being in my office under my feet, especially when I'm working. If she don't feel like being around me, she'll jump up on the sofa and go rub up against, you know, my wife and, you know, and you know, she has her picky times, but other than that, she's really, really mellow. She don't care where she is, but she spends most of her time in the guest room under the bed. She loves it dark.
Mm-hmm.
So she loves it dark. She does. She's a lazy cat. She's got it made. She doesn't do anything. I change her litter box on her regular. She eats regular. She drinks the water that we buy. The only thing she don't eat that we eat is our food. And she loves Buffalo Blue. She won't eat nothing else. But that's the most expensive food too. But she's
there
food.
You go.
Yeah.
You might as well let her go to the damn grocery store then. You know what I want? I don't want no kibbles and bits. I don't want that. Get me fancy gourmet.
The good thing about a cat, especially the reason why I feed outdoor cats, is because they keep chipmunks, squirrels, and things
away. And you know what? And birds.
Right.
But now this cat that. Well, we got 3 minutes, but this cat that was here, I had to let her go. Well, I didn't let her go. She really just disappeared one day. I did not. No, it wasn't me. To be honest, it wasn't me. We didn't see her for a few days because we noticed that there was no food for her. It wasn't me. But I'm gonna tell you what was the trip. One day I'm here in the kitchen and like there's a door that leads to my garage. Some of you guys have been in my house know I set up, and I'm in the kitchen. I'm hearing this. I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, oh Lord, because she would bring a mouse or a chipmunk.
A chipmunk.
She even brought a snake one time, and they'll bring it to the door in front of you. It's like a gift, right?
Yep.
And one day I heard all this noise, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to wait. She attacked some birds, and it was a rainy day. And what I figured out was that she knows to catch the birds when it's rainy because the birds can't hear her. You follow me? So the birds are in the yard, so she creeps up on them real slowly, like a lion does. And she snatch them up and tear their feathers so they can't fly, bring them in. She had two of them in there. She was ripping them apart. I'm like, what the hell?
Basically,
and I said, no, I can't keep cleaning up. I can't keep cleaning up dead bodies.
They're little
you know?
Cats. That's what they are. They're just like lions and tigers. And they're just little. That's all. They've got the same mentality and everything. Yep.
Right. Well, look, you guys. We're down to the last 36 seconds of the show. I really want to thank our guests. Appreciate it. Love the music. Thank you guys for tuning in on this Saturday afternoon. And let's do it again next week. Thanks to all of you. I love you all. God bless. Have a great remainder of your weekend and the week to come. God bless you. And we'll talk to you next Saturday here on the TMGS. Good night, all.
Hey.
Good night.